Hello. Can you tell that I'm glad that you're with me? Your lawyer, host, and producer, Carl Thornton Jr., host of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., broadcasting live at 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB. I tell you what, it is a pleasure to come to you each day, sharing information that I hope many of you are finding useful, helpful, something you can put into play in your lives and life become better for you because of it. That's the hope. Now, let me tell you this while I'm thinking about it. I had mentioned that today I'd be speaking with Jennifer Palmieri. She has had tremendous experience working in communications, working as the White House Director of Communications under President Barack Obama, and working as the Director of Communications with Hillary Clinton when she ran for president in 2016. Jennifer Palmieri has written a book entitled Dear Madam President, and she's really getting us ready to meet the women who will run the world. She and I were going to meet today at 1:30. You're going to hear her conversation. We've had to reschedule, though. Something came up, and we've had to reschedule. And so you can plan to hear her. I do want you to come on back so that you can hear her as I speak with Jennifer Palmieri this Friday at 1:30. So instead of today at 1:30, I'll be speaking with her Friday, May 11th at 1:30. Same conversation. It is going to be insightful. I am curious to know if you are ready for more female leaders. More female leaders in some of the highest positions in the land. Are you ready for that? Or are you saying, no, I'm not? And you know, it's interesting. A lot of you might think I'm posing that question to men, but I'm really not. I'm posing that question to men and to women, to teens, male and female, young adults, male and female. Because truth be told, while there are many, many women who are definitely ready to have more women in the highest leadership positions of the land, there are a lot of women who are not ready for that and say it's not a good idea. What do you say? Let's see if Jennifer Palmieri will share any insights this Friday that may have an impact on your view of this. Jennifer Palmieri, our guest, yours and mine, this Friday, May 11th at 1:30. I'm definitely looking forward to that discussion. You'll also be hearing from Dr. Beth Neesmith, who is in leadership, speaking of leadership, at the Medical College of Georgia, College of Nursing. This is Nursing Week, and this is Nurses Week, and we plan to hear from her, if not this week, early next week. This week is Nurses Week, but, you know, if we miss something by a few days or so, not going to be the end of the earth. We'll go ahead and do it that way. Don't want to, but the plan is hopefully you'll hear from her this Thursday. This Thursday, Dr. Beth Neesmith. I'll definitely let you know when, but more than likely this Thursday or possibly Friday. Okay, now, that said, let's take a look at our eyes. Well, more specifically, the health of our eyes. Here's to your eyes, courtesy of WebMD, and I want to ask you, what are some things that you do to improve or maintain the health of your eyes? That sounds kind of strange, huh? Because we know when it comes to just overall physical health, we can exercise, we can lift weights, we can walk, we can jog, we can jump on the elliptical machine, the treadmill, all kinds of things that we can do to work those abs, work the biceps, triceps, gluteus maximus, the calves. We can just work that body from, I guess you could say, from neck to toe. What about be above the neck, particularly the eyes? What can we do to improve the health or maintain the health of our eyes? Well, I want to share with you some foods that can help us with the health of our eyes. So here's to your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start out with this one. Something that has a little bit of heat to it. A little bit of heat. Bell peppers or raw red peppers. They give you the most vitamin C per calorie. Per calorie now, bell peppers can give you the most vitamin C. That's good for the blood vessels in your eyes. And science suggests that it could lower your risk of getting cataracts. The vitamin C is found in many vegetables and fruits, including bok choy, cauliflower, papayas, and strawberries. Now, here's the thing. Heat will break down vitamin C, so go raw when you can. Brightly colored peppers also pack eye-friendly vitamins A and E. Now, we're going to be talking foods. You know what I'm going to be wanting to know. What are your thoughts about supplements, or more particularly, vitamin supplements that may have some of these nutrients that can help the eyes? All right. Brightly colored peppers packing some vitamin A and vitamin E, both of which are good for the eyes. How about these? Sunflower seeds and nuts. An ounce of sunflower seeds or almonds has half the amount of vitamin E that the USDA recommends for adults each day. So keep track of the specific vitamins that are good for the eyes. Definitely the foods, you know, which foods are they talking about? We need to know that. But also the vitamins, so that if there are foods that have these vitamins and we don't mention the foods, you'll also know what else you're working with, what other foods you can consider. Okay, so vitamin E, 1 ounce of sunflower seeds, 1 ounce of almonds, half the amount of vitamin E that the USDA recommends for adults each day, and that's it. Let me remind you of this. More is not always better. So very often when it comes to the amount that is recommended, it's a good idea to stay very, very close to that amount and not try to double and triple the amount, because there is such a thing as overkill. Yeah. All right. So a large study found that vitamin E, together with other nutrients, can help slow age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD, from getting worse. It can help slow age-related macular degeneration and slow its progression down. It may also help prevent cataracts. Hazelnuts, peanuts, technically legumes, and peanut butter are also good sources of vitamin E. So, how many of you like eating sandwiches? Yeah, sandwiches and putting peanut butter on it can be good for the eyes. How about dark leafy greens? And when you think of dark leafy greens, specifically, which foods come to your mind? How about kale, spinach, collard greens? They're rich in both vitamin C and E, and they also have the carotenoids, lutein, and zeaxanthin. These plant-based forms of vitamin A actually lower your risk of long-term eye diseases, including AMD and cataracts. Most people who eat Western diets don't get enough of them. Most people who eat Western diets don't get enough vitamin A, lutein, zeaxanthin. So again, I want to just ask you, I'm not saying you should or should not do this, just saying, should we consider vitamin supplements. How about this one? You know that we talk quite a bit about omega-3 fatty acids for various reasons that have to do with our physical well-being. And well-being in all, and overall, but specifically physical well-being. How about this? Our retinas need two types of omega-3 fatty acids in order to work right. DHA and EPA. And you can find both of these in fatty fish, such as tuna, salmon, and trout, as well as other seafood. Omega-3s also seem to protect your eyes from AMD and glaucoma. Low levels of these fatty acids have been linked to dry eyes. Low levels of omega-3s have been linked to dry eyes. DHA and EPA, two types of omega-3 fatty acids that our retinas need in order to work right. How many of you prefer the, I guess, more commonly eaten, processed white baked potato compared to the sweet potato? How many of you prefer the sweet potato? And why? What is your reason for preferring the white potato? What's your reason for preferring the sweet potato? Sweet potato is actually healthier. Orange-colored fruits and vegetables like sweet potatoes, carrots, cantaloupe, mangoes, and apricots are high in beta-carotene, which is a form of vitamin A that helps with night vision, your eyes' ability to adjust to darkness. One sweet potato also has more than half the vitamin C that you need in a day, and it has a little bit of vitamin E. Need to start eating more sweet potatoes, don't we? Sweet potatoes, carrots, cantaloupe, mangoes, apricots are high in beta-carotene, and the beta-carotene is a form of vitamin A that helps with night vision. I wonder if we start consuming more vitamin A, if that will help people who may have some difficulty driving at night, but they don't have any particular health problems, health issues with regards to their eyes. I'm not saying that we'll do it, but I'm wondering if some people might be helped with that. Might want to at least have that conversation with your physician, particularly with your ophthalmologist. All right. What about lean meat and poultry? Do you have a lot of you cutting out lean meat and poultry from your diet? Well, zinc brings vitamin A from your liver to your retina, where it's used to make the protective pigment melanin. Oysters have more zinc per serving than any other food, but you don't have to be a shellfish lover to get enough. Beef, pork, and chicken, both dark and breast meat, are all good sources of zinc. All right. What do you think about this, ladies and gentlemen? Again, there are just going to be times when we'll need to, you know, get some professional help in this way or that way, whether they're prescribing glasses or surgery, what have you. But isn't it always good to know that a lot of times there are things that we can do? We have the power to do something that can make a difference ourselves. And part of it this time has to do, again, with how well we're eating. I'll be right back.